From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia-Canada ink cooperation agreement on combating terrorism. Indonesian and Chinese defense ministers meet in China's Shaanxi province. Now the news in detail. Indonesia and Canada signed a Memorandum of Understanding on cooperation in countering terrorism on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Bali on Wednesday, November the 16th. Head of the Indonesian National Counterterrorism Agency, Commissioner General Boy Rafli Amar, stated on Saturday that the MOU was signed by Indonesia and Canada's Department of Foreign Affairs, Trade and Development. The cooperation includes exchange of information, capacity building, and good practices that have been carried out by the two countries, as well as expert-level meetings. Within the framework, Indonesia and Canada are committed to strengthening cooperation in countering terrorism, preventing and eradicating transnational crimes, and combating human smuggling and trafficking through capacity building. Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto met with China's State Council member and Defense Minister Wei Fenghe in Xi'an City, Shaanxi Province, China on Friday. Minister Prabowo arrived in the north-central province of China on Thursday evening and returned to Indonesia on Friday night, according to information received by Antara on Saturday. During the meeting, the two defense ministers reportedly exchanged views on the Ukrainian crisis, the South China Sea, and bilateral military relations between the two countries. According to information posted on the official website of the Chinese Defense Ministry on Saturday, Minister Prabowo expressed the Indonesian military's readiness to cooperate with the Chinese military in implementing the consensus reached by the two countries' presidents. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, forum is a strategic position to become a part of the solution to the global economic crisis. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, said APEC's member economies represents more than 60% of the global gross domestic products and 48% of the global economy. Speaking during the APEC Leaders Retreat Session 2, which constituted the closing agenda of the APEC Economy Leaders Meeting, or EELM, he added there are three steps that APEC can take. The first step is harmonizing trade and technology policies. The second is strengthening economic resilience through a tough, strong, and integrated supply chain, which has weakened due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The third step is that APEC needs to increase its commitment to creating a clean and just economy. This news broadcast is coming your way over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Countries agreed on early Sunday at the COP27 Climate Summit to set up a fund to help poor countries being battered by climate disasters, but paused before backing a wider deal outlining global resolve to fight climate change. After tense negotiations that ran through the night, the Egyptian COP27 presidency released a text of the draft agreement and simultaneously called a plenary session to gavel it through as a final overarching agreement. The session approved the text provisions to set up a loss and damage fund to help developing countries bear the immediate cost of climate-fueled events such as storms and floods. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Saturday, November the 19th, vowed his countries would stand by Kyiv's side until Ukraine has won during a visit to the Ukrainian capital. The British leader announced a new air defense package worth £50 million or $60 million, according to a Downing Street statement. The package includes 120 aircraft guns, radar, and anti-drone equipment. Ukraine has asked for more air defense system as Russia is pummeling its energy infrastructure. This was the first visit to Kyiv for the new British leader, whose country has been a steadfast ally since the beginning of the offensive in February. Former Malaysian Prime Minister and Gerakan Tanah Air Coalition candidate Mahathir Mohamad has failed to defend his Langkawi seat. Official election results announced on Sunday, November the 20th, showed the 97-year-old was defeated by Perikatan Nasional's Mohamad Suhaimi Abdullah, who clinched 13,518 out of 25,463 votes. Election Commission data showed that Dr. Mahathir secured 4,566 votes and has lost his deposit. He finished fourth in a five-cornered fight. This is Dr. Mahathir's first electoral defeat in 53 years. In the last general election, Dr. Mahathir Mohamad won the Langkawi seat on the Parti Keadilan Rakyat ticket. Leaders of the 21 members of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC bloc pledged on Saturday, November the 19th, to boost trade and to do more to tackle other economic challenges, wrapping up the last of three summits in the region in a week that have been overshadowed by intense geopolitical rivalry. The summit have been attended by global leaders and the talks have often been disrupted by friction spilling over from the war in Ukraine as well as flashpoints such as the Taiwan Straits and the Korean Peninsula. An APEC leader's declaration said the group would uphold and further strengthen a rules-based multilateral trading system, but also recognize more intensive efforts were needed to address challenges like rising inflation, food security, climate change, and natural disasters. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on a G20 summit ends with a declaration. President Joko Widodo officially closed the 2022 Indonesian Presidency G20 summit last Wednesday, November the 16th, in Nusa Dua, Bali. After going through a long series of meetings and 2 days of summits, the G20 finally produced the Bali G20 Leaders Declaration. This is the first successful declaration agreed since February 2022. It contains 52 paragraph statements covering various issues around the world, including the Russian-Ukrainian war, health cooperation, to digital transformation. Apart from the declaration, the G20 summit also produced concrete deliverables or a concrete cooperation framework. This is a real cooperation project that will help bring the G20's work closer to the people. According to President Joko Widodo, it is these concrete deliverables that will ensure the G20 benefits not only for its members, but also for the entire world community. In closing, President Joko Widodo also handed over the hammer as a sign of the G20 Indonesia presidency to India, which will continue the G20 presidency in 2023. The hammer was received by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The holding of the G20 summit received appreciation from many parties. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Indonesia had successfully carried out the G20 leadership throughout the year amidst various global challenges. Praise also came from British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. He praised Indonesia's G20 presidency for prioritizing global economic and financial discussions. Appreciation also came from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. According to him, Indonesia was able to lead the G20 in the midst of a difficult situation and geopolitical tensions and succeeded in bringing about a final agreement. That was this week's Spotlight. I begin today in history with November the 20th, 1945. The Nuremberg Trials begin. The Nuremberg Process or the Nuremberg Trials was a series of trials involving cases of political, military, and economic leaders of Nazi Germany. This series of trials took place in the city of Nuremberg, Germany, from 1945 to 1946 at the Nuremberg Courthouse. The first and most famous of the series of trials was the World War II criminals trial before the International Military Tribunal of 24 Nazi Germany's most important captured persons. The trial lasted from November 20, 1945 to October 1, 1946. Turning to November 20, 1962, the naval blockade of Cuba ends. The Cuban Missile Crisis was a crisis that occurred in 1962 and occurred as a result of the Cold War that took place between the United States and the Soviet Union. This crisis happened after it was revealed that the United States had sponsored an attack on the Bay of Pigs belonging to Cuba, a communist country in the Caribbean Sea. Although it failed, this invasion has angered the Soviet Union as the world communist leader, as well as the Cuban people themselves. In September 1962, Nikita Khrushchev, Prime Minister of the Soviet Union, told the US President John F. Kennedy that any subsequent attack on Cuba would be judged as an act of war. Not long after, the Soviet Union immediately placed medium-sized missiles equipped with nuclear warheads in Cuba. The blockade officially ended on November 20, 1962, when all missiles were removed from Cuba. I'll end today in history with November the 20th, 2006. President Bush visited Indonesia. U.S. President George W. Bush met with President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono at the Bogor Palace on November the 20th, 2006. The brief six-hour meeting discussed various matters, namely investment, development of new energy sources, and the tsunami early warning system. Together with First Lady Laura Bush, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and U.S. Ambassador Lynn B. Paskal, Bush boarded a helicopter from Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base in Jakarta to Bogor. Outside the meeting, various demonstrations took place against the presence of the number one person in America. That was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Peter Muller in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in German language through audio streaming at voinews.id. He sent two reception reports of our German broadcast, namely on July 3, 2022 and August 14, 2022. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your letter. Your letter has been forwarded to the German section. Please be patient for the reply. Thank you. And as appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Here is the song.
Musik.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesia announces the nomination of the new capital city Nusantara to host the 2036 Olympics. Indonesian President Joko Widodo proclaimed Indonesia's readiness to host the 2036 Summer Olympics by selecting the new capital city, Nusantara, as the location to be nominated. The president made this statement on the sidelines of a series of summit activities at the G20 summit in Bali. On the official YouTube channel of the Presidential Secretariat Wednesday, President Joko Widodo also said that he had previously expressed an agreement on the important role of sport among the G20 leaders. The president reminded that in the midst of a global situation marked by the Russian military invasion of Ukraine, the role of sports has become more important. The president, as chair of the 2022 G20, along with other G20 leaders, emphasized the important role of sport for health to unite the world, especially in the current situation. According to the president, a number of the upcoming Summer and Winter Olympics will face the challenge of successful implementation, emphasizing the importance of political neutrality in international sporting events and the autonomy of sports organizations. He mentioned that the tough challenges to be faced by the 2024 Paris Summer Olympics, the 2026 Milan Cortina Winter Olympics, the 2028 Los Angeles Summer Olympics, the 2032 Brisbane Summer Olympics, as well as the 2024 Gangwon Youth Winter Olympics and the 2026 Dakar Youth Summer Olympics. Previously, the president of the International Olympic Committee, IOC, Thomas Bach, and the president of the International Football Association Federation, FIFA, Gianni Infantino, had conveyed messages about the important role of sport in the world during the luncheon of state leaders and delegates to the G20 summit in Bali on Tuesday, November the 15th. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Bernd Seisser in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast at 6 p.m. UTC on September 11, 2022. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for the criticism and suggestions that you convey to our broadcast. We will improve our broadcast as best we can. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you, Mr. Bernd Seisser. Enjoy the song.
Kamu di
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
One of the newest white sandy beach tourist destinations in the south of the island of Bali, which is currently pretty popular among tourists, is Melasti Beach in Ungasan. It is one of the marine tourism in Bali which offers the beauty of an exotic beach. The beach, which is behind the cliff, offers views of the sea and the surrounding hills, which will make tourists want to linger. The main attraction is the stretch of white sand and blue sea. The sand contour is quite comfortable for various tourist activities. The calm atmosphere adds to the attractiveness of this beach, especially for tourists who want to get away from the crowds. While sitting on the beach, you can enjoy the stunning views around. This beach is indeed surrounded by rock cliffs and limestone hills, which are the main attraction. Besides that, for sunset lovers, Melasti Beach is one of the beaches that must be visited because you can watch the sunset without being obstructed by any hills or buildings. When entering the Melasti Beach area, tourists can also see buildings that stand on the coast, which are used by Balinese people for religious ceremonies. Melasti Beach, which is about 18 kilometers from Ngurah Rai Airport and with paved road across to the beach, makes it very easy for tourists to visit. There is also a hot mix street that divides the limestone hill with towering cliffs on the both sides of the road. Activities that tourists can do at Melasti Beach include swimming because the waves in this area are not too big. Besides that, tourists can also hunt for photo spots in the beach area because the beach area is not too crowded, which makes it easier to take pictures. However, there are also many tourists who prefer to sit back and relax on Melasti Beach. So you can also enjoying the expanse of the open sea while looking for small crabs on the surface of the beach sand. Those who have a hobby of snorkeling can bring their equipment and an underwater camera to take photos of the amazing underwater scenery. So, if you haven't planned a vacation destination yet, Melasti Beach in Bali could be your next holiday choice. That was Indonesian Wonder today. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, we will reply to an email from Pravotorov Kostiantin in Ukraine. He was listening to our program in German on November 9, 2022 through 4750 kHz with the SINPO 34333. Hello sir, thank you so much for your reception report on our broadcast. Your email has been forwarded to the German section. Well, listener all over the world, here is a beautiful song special for you.
terjadi semalam. Aku tak mampu untuk lupakan kamu. Membuat diri ini duadu di mabuk kepayang.
Cantik, kau cantik tiada dua. Menarik, membuatku terhipnotis kamu. Membuat raga ini duadu dulu hati ini.
Kau memang menarik semua. Tuk tertuju padamu seorang.
Pandangan kamu dengan diriku, lugu, lucu, luluh kepada
kau begitu lucu.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You just listened to the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we will present you Miscellany.
Today, Miscellany is on UI enters the ranks of the top 10 best in Southeast Asia. The University of Indonesia is included in the top 10 best universities in Southeast Asia with the National University of Singapore, University Brunei Darussalam, and University of Malaya according to the World University Rankings 2023. Head of the University of Indonesia Public Relations and Public Information Disclosure Bureau, Amelita Lucia, in Depok Thursday said, nationally, the university is in the first place as the best tertiary institution based on an assessment by the World Higher Education Ranking Agency, Times Higher Education, or THE. In this ranking, THE 2023 evaluates 1,799 universities in 104 countries and regions. The HE World University Rankings 2023 uses 13 indicators to measure university performance in four areas, namely teaching, research, knowledge transfer, and international outlook. The 13 performance indicators are carefully assessed to provide the most comprehensive and balanced comparison, which is trusted by students, academics, university leaders, industry, and government. The University of Indonesia excels in Indonesia with an overall score of 24.4 to 29.7 and is ranked 1,001 and 1,200 in the world. On the industry income indicator, the university obtained the highest score of the other four indicators with a score of 77.7 when compared to other universities in Indonesia. On the international outlook, industry income and teaching indicators, the University of Indonesia ranks first. At the Southeast Asia level, it is ranked 9th out of 94 institutions. The University of Indonesia defeated King Mongkut University of Technology North Bangkok, Thailand, the La Salle University, Philippines, and University of Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. The leading indicators from the University of Indonesia in the Southeast Asia region are teaching, industry income, and international outlook. On the teaching indicator, the university managed to rank third in Southeast Asia after the NUS and Nanyang Technology University, Singapore. The industry income indicators occupies the 8th position, while the international outlook has the 14th highest score out of 94 institutions in the Southeast Asia region. THE World University Rankings is the only global performance table that rates research-intensive universities on all of their core missions, including teaching, research, knowledge transfer, and international outlook. That was Miscellany today.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Kita bersilat lidah sejak langit gelap hingga kembali cerah. Oh, gemar sekali kita berbeda pandang, semula meradang terkadang kembali tenang.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner will present you a song from an Indonesian legendary band, Stinky. Stinky is finally back in the Indonesian music industry. This time, they come with a new formation, namely Irwan on the vocals and bass, Nano on the guitar, and Eddie on the drum. In fact, the current lineup is the original one when Stinky's first album was released. The difference is that Irwan, who used to act as a bassist, now also acts as a vocalist. With its newest format, Stinky released a single titled Pesonamu, which means Your Charm. This song tells about a man who can never forget his girlfriend, even though they have been separated for a long time and wondering what he has done so that his lover left him. Alright, listener, here is the song by Stinky entitled Pesonamu. Enjoy!
Kini menekur diri, mencari apa yang telah terjadi. Hanya tanda tanya yang aku dapati, ku terdiam lagi. Kini kau telah pergi, tinggalkan aku yang masih menanti. Akankah kasih sayang dan senyum yang manis kini tiada lagi? Pesonamu yang ku puja akan bisa aku lupa. Benayanmu yang ku rasa membuat aku terlena. Semuanya kini hanya yang ada padaku hanyalah untukmu, dan kau juga takkan pernah tahu dan satu harapan untuk mengisi hidupku. Pesonamu yang ku puja untuk cinta kita. Hanya yang ku ingin dirimu kembali bersamaku lagi, ciptakan hari-hari yang indah. Oh, 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 oh. We'll be right back.
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our social media accounts, Facebook fanpage, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @VOI_official, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you so much for listening. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.